Oh, hoi, hoi, cheeky monkeys.
Get on with it.
Toppy.
It's Blackcap.
Hashtag fuckheadus.
That's magnificent.
Hello, John.
Up and out.
We're gone. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to Bergkamp Wonderland. We're doing another mental health special, people. How are we? Got two great guests with me tonight. First of all, returning, it's his third appearance now, and he's a Palace fan. It's terrible business.
He's Richard.
Paul Price, say hello, Paul.
Oh, I thought you called me Richard.
Richard? No. We're not calling you Richard.
I thought that's what you said. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, pal. Not too bad.
Excellent.
It was only 6 months ago we were doing the last one, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I was trying to think about it just the other day. I was quite surprised it was actually that. Well, I was sort of, it's one of those where you're surprised it was that long ago, but it also feels like it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think it might be an age thing.
Oh, tell me about it, mate. The thing that really scars me is the result on the day.
That hurt, that still hurts.
That one did.
I was kind of okay with that, to be honest.
I thought you might have been. You were quite happy about it on the return leg of the recap show. So nice. It's good to have you back, pal. Welcome.
Thank you.
Also joining us tonight, we have Jake Corr. Say hello, Jake.
Hello, nice to be on here.
Nice to have you on, pal. Nice to have you on. Your first time on ABW, so welcome.
Thanks very much.
You were a big part of Walk and Talk last year. Paul mentioned yourself on the walk and afterwards in the pub, and how you helped to bring people together, etc. So it's good to have you on board, buddy.
Thank you very much. I would have bought my eagle suit.
Okay. We'll have none of that on you.
No, we'll cover that. We won't.
Boys. Stop it now. No cosplay. Okay. The reason we're doing this. So Sunday, 27th of October, we play Palace at the Emirates again, and Walk and Talk will be re-stepping the steps from last year. It's a 12-mile walk from Selhurst Park to the Emirates. It's raising awareness for mental health, and you got involved with the Samaritans this year, Paul. Give me the brief overview again, pal. Come on, talk to us about it.
Yeah, no worries. Was approached actually by he's a Palace fan, but he works at Samaritans. So we got asked if we would be interested in linking up with them. And what we're doing is helping them with them piggybacking their campaign that they've got, which is a Real People, Real Stories campaign. And it's about men that have had mental health difficulties and contemplated all sorts of things, and it's about how they've come through that and the lessons that they've learned from that. It was something that Samaritans have done, particularly with the railways, to be honest with you. So I think BT, British Transport Police, were also involved, and the rail networks, and they launched their campaign back in March, and I think they'll relaunch again next March. So what we're doing is carrying the torch as such and seeing if we can help them out. And it's great to have them on board, to be honest. Really, really good.
Fantastic. I mean, last year it was a great success, let's be honest. You know, you can see by the amount of coverage you've had this year already and the amount of people who want to get involved, who want to open up and who want to talk about mental health. We can see that last year's Walk and Talk event has impacted on a positive way on people's lives. You know, your memories from the one from, well, it's not even last year, it's this year, isn't it? It's only 6 months ago.
It was back in April.
Yeah. Talk to me about that and the kind of positive feedback you've had from the first one, please.
Okay, so I mean, I do these because it gives me something to focus on my attention on, and it helps me in a number of ways. So last year we set one up, as you know, from Selhurst Park up to the Emirates. I think at its height we had about 135 or so people walking. Had a great trip up through South London. Got the hills out of the way straight away because you have to go up Gypsy Hill and all of those areas. So we got those out of the way. Had a pub stop at the Half Moon in Herne Hill, which was really, really cool. It was like a big garden that they'd set aside for us. And then we walked up to up towards Blackfriars, stopped just by Southwark, where the it's quite funny, actually. Metropolitan Police Football Unit turned up and everyone gasped, but then realised that I knew them. So that was quite good. One of the most magical moments happened after that, where Ed was pushing his grandfather, who's 94, in the wheelchair, and the whole walk just literally stopped and waited for Ed and his granddad to come down the steps. And granddad was having none of it. There was no way anyone was carrying him, so he came down one at a time. And there was just, I don't know, it was just this lovely feeling of like unity and togetherness and just doing something as one. So that was great. Over to St. Paul's, we had there was a little bit of an Arsenal song going on over there. And then we had a Crystal Palace, We Love You, which is normally quite loud. Apparently the CEO of Calm was up the other side of Smithfield, which is probably about half, three quarters of a mile away. And he knew we were coming because he could hear us outside St. Paul's. So that's always made me chuckle. And then, straight on from there up to the Angel, and then Pyebury Corner and into the Emirates. I think as well as giving some sort of focus and something to really, really concentrate on, the bit that nobody sees is the positive impact that goes on behind the scenes. Everyone that does the walk, they tend to stay in the groups that I organized it with, and you see the likes of Jake and all the Palace fans all getting on, and you see Ed chatting away with them, and I don't know, there's a lot of Palace fans now that go with Ed to watch Dulwich. You have been there. So Ed has said that, you know, he used to only look at four walls quite a lot of the day, but now he's got something to sort of immerse himself into. I know Jake as well. I hope you don't mind me saying Jake, but Jake's a bit of a success hermit story of the walks as well. Yeah, I know you're a bit of a hermit, but we get you out doing the walks, don't we? And
yes,
you know, you're now doing stuff about your Asperger's and all sorts of things like that. But there's just loads. I mean, there's loads and loads of positive stories that have come out of it, and it's just a really, really, really nice thing to see.
Yeah, we saw Ed's video on the MMH YouTube channel last month.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a little bit of part of you. There's a lot of a little part of you. There's a big part of you just so proud of somebody like Jake now, like Ed, okay, for overcoming the challenges that they've been facing. And it doesn't matter if you've got Asperger's or if you've just got into that habit of just looking at four walls. It's a difficult challenge to overcome. Mm-hmm. And yet for people to come on here to do their own video, you know, to just join and go to watch Dulwich Hamlet, just to be part of something, is fantastic to see. And it's nice that, you know, there's so much time for you boys for organizing it, for doing it, for following through on it. And for us, it's nice to be a little part of it and helping get the word out. We feel very proud of you guys for what you've done. Jake, over to you. Obviously, first I heard of you was from Paul on last year's recap show.
Yes.
You sounded like a bit of a dodgy character, to be fair, mate. You know, I wasn't too sure about you, but obviously, well, you know, buying Palace fans drinks, for crying out loud, mate. Don't do it. Don't encourage them.
Well, there's an even worse story if you want to hear it.
We'll come on to that in a second. But on the day, mate, you know, what made you join it? And what did you think of that initial walk?
As someone who suffers, I've suffered from Asperger's, but I also suffer from mental health, and I suffer from it quite badly. I've spent times on an NHS mental health ward, suffering from mental health. And speaking to people, they feel like mainly men saying they don't feel they can speak about it, because it's like open up about mental health makes them sound less manly, they say.
Yeah, you've got the stigma as well, haven't you, Jake?
It's the stigma about mental health, like, and suffering from mental health. I didn't want to speak to my family about it. Even today, if I'm suffering, I don't really like speaking to my family about it. I try and stay closed doors. And so doing the walk is, I found it out by Paul. Someone must have retweeted it. And then I got in contact, and it just really started from there.
Yeah, what were your highlights, Jake, if you don't mind me asking?
It was, the friendships formed for me, because I just thought it was just doing a walk. I would have just done it by myself, not really talked to anybody. It was really nice. You spoke to different people on the day, Arsenal fans, Crystal Palace fans. It wasn't really clicky. It was like fans walking together, chatting, having conversations. I was actually having a chat with Leon McKenzie about Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, it's one of those things, funny enough, since last year's walk and talk, follow yourself, or follow Ed, or follow Paul. And some of the things I noticed are the amount of Palace fans in my mentions at the moment. Okay, where I want to be abusive about another football club, I now cannot be abusive towards Crystal Palace. It's a bit annoying, boys. But to see the images of you and Ed going to watch Dulwich Hamlet, that's brilliant to see for us. I mean, you know, has that positive impact really helped you? Or how do you feel about that?
It's really, when I did, I didn't really, because I don't really socialise when I go football. I just sit by myself, go to a game. And I've got Arsenal fans going, oh, do you fancy meeting me for a pint before or after the match? I go Dulwich with the Palace fans. I went to Paul's 50th the other week.
It was 40, Jake, 40.
Sorry for outing your age on the internet.
that was cruel. Yeah.
There's definitely some sort of mistake there, an admin error, yeah. I believe.
Jake, that was cold. Cold, I'm telling you. That was ice cold, mate. That was so cold. Paul, onto this year's walk and talk. So it's the 27th of October. It's Sunday. Starts at 9 a.m. at Selhurst Park. What are the hopes and ambitions for this year's?
Well, firstly, it does start at 9 o'clock, and everyone's going, "Oh, that's a bit early." But don't forget the clocks go back. So,
yeah, thanks for that. Out at night.
So that was that. As I say, we've got the thing going in partnership with the Samaritans at the moment. So what we want to do with those guys is get them to come to the event. They're going to do a bit of a talk about what work they do and how they can help people, etc. So I think that's really good. I'll probably do my usual sort of motivational stuff to get everyone going, and then we'll set off. But we've got a lot of volunteers, or I believe we've got a lot of volunteers from Samaritans. Along the way, at the moment on paper it looks like I've got some really good numbers. I never take them too seriously, because you never know what people are going to do on the day, but it looks like it's bigger than last year, so much so that I've already given the Metropolitan Police a heads up that there's opposition football fans walking together through London. But what I really want to do is just continue what we did last year, continue that great work. We started at Palace with Fulham. We did the Arsenal one, and we've since done Dulwich. So what we want to do is just grow that and make that even bigger with a lot more coverage, a lot more people feeling like they can talk, a lot more people hoping that, and I'm hoping that this gives them the, I don't know, the the sort of bravery in order to step forward and say, hey, I'm not right, I'm feeling like this, I need a bit more support, or actually reach out for that support. And that's what we want to do, really. And we always say, if it helps one person, then it's all worth it. So, yeah, that's where I want to go with this year.
Absolutely. And anybody can join in this. Anybody can partake, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've set a route. I love maps. I love people. I love London. I have mental health issues. So one way or another, this all works for me. So I've set a route up. All of the stops are at pubs next to train stations or tube stations. I've done that so that anyone can join or leave, preferably just join at any point. So it's open. Basically, we've done that for sort of, you know, some people might not be able to or don't necessarily want to walk before 12 miles. So, yeah, we've done that as well. But, yeah, absolutely open to anybody, you know, male, female, any age, whatever, any ability, it's there. Any football club, we don't mind. In the past, we had a couple of fans. So, I mean, Grandad's a Millwall fan.
Someone was in a Portsmouth shirt that day.
Yeah, we had Portsmouth down there. Yeah,
I remember that.
There was a Derby fan or something like that on it as well.
I think there was a Portsmouth. There was someone in a white shirt, but I never clocked on what club he had.
So the bottom line is, it's open to everyone. This is, you know, we always say it. This isn't about club colours and everything. This affects everybody. It doesn't care what colour shirt you wear. So, and that's why we've done it. And this whole opposition fans thing, or even any fans thing, that really adds a powerful message to it, because that's not what we're supposed to do as football fans. You know, society says we don't behave like that. So it's really, really strong.
It's this thing. And Jake, one of the stories Paul told us last year was when you walked into the pub afterwards, I think it was with Ed, and just mingled with the Palace fans. I mean, was that a natural thing because of the walk, or did you have to pluck up a bit of courage for that?
I was going to do it anyway. It was pretty set. I said to Paul, come and meet you in the pub after the game. But after Palace won, I was sort of thinking of getting an excuse in.
You're not alone, Paul.
Thanks. Yeah, also they torpedoed our season. So he loves that fact.
No, I don't. No, I don't care what happens after our game.
It did talk to ours, though.
Yeah. To be fair, Paul really hates Brighton and Hove Albion. You know,
yeah,
and that's a joy to behold when he goes off on him.
Awful stuff. Yeah, it was good out there, though, wasn't it, Jake? It was good.
It was fun though. We didn't get. It felt weird. Me limping down the road after the match because my feet were completely swollen.
That's because Jake never heeded my advice. Make sure you break your shoes in before you walk in them.
And bought expensive walking shoes before the walk. And the first thing you said to me when we met at Selhurst, going, they look a bit new.
Oh, Jake, schoolboy era, fella, schoolboy era.
But yeah, it was a great atmosphere in there. And the other thing as well, Jason, is there was absolutely tons of Palace in there, but there must have been I don't know, at one point a good 15 or so Arsenal fans in there as well. And I know the Palace fans were all up on the tables in the back of the pub and everyone was singing, and it was just a really nice atmosphere. You know, no one was not made to feel welcome. So and so to a degree, the result, I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved it, of course.
Yeah,
that's what football's about. But to a degree, that just topped off an amazing day with the game almost becoming a little bit secondary.
I think when it's an event like this, which, you know, now people are opening their eyes to it, and that sort of macho mentality is being put in its place. You know, we see tweets at the moment from people who, I don't want to knock them, okay? I don't want to belittle people. But just saying, oh yeah, go out, get more exercise, get more fresh air, it'll help. It may help some people, it may help one person, but mental health is, you know, everybody faces a different challenge. Everybody faces those different hurdles. And just because going out and getting some fresh air, etc., will help one person, and, you know, exercise will help somebody else, for some people, the issues they face are debilitating, and they can't get more sleep, and they find it difficult to go out. So this thing of walking and talking, sharing your experiences, as you say, real people, real stories, okay, and helping to bring those out to so that we're enabling people to get help and giving them a pathway to be able to get help and to be able to start facing those problems is a really massive thing. Jake, for yourself, how do you feel now? You know, 6 months on from the initial walk and talk event, has your life benefited?
It has really. I do go out more. I do socialize a bit more because before I was a bit of a social hermit. I go to events, but I just go by myself. But I do go to Dulwich Games. I did a walk and talk in the summer with the Palace fans to Dulwich Hamlets. Went to Paul's 40th.
you fibber.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah.
I probably did the make on the reply.
Mistake.
Yeah, I think if you can edit that one, the first reply again. But also, going adding to your point about people with mental health, you get people, loads of people think exercise is the cure to mental health, but everyone has their own different things to help. Like mine is going to watch Arsenal play. I know it sounds a bit silly, but I actually, but you get, when I wrote about it in a blog and a vlog and talked about it in a vlog once, I used to get people going, oh, you must be really silly in the head or something, because but it's getting out. It's going to a football match is like a few hours of forgetting your problems.
It's that interaction, isn't it, boys? It's that interaction. It's good company or company of any sort is a massive tonic to a lot of people. It's a starting point for them to be able to help themselves. You know, I'm not a healthcare professional. I'm no expert on this sort of thing, but when you talk to, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved, and it's at least the start to it. Paul, you know, your view and the impact that this has, because it was, well, I can't remember your friend's name, the Fulham fan. I do apologize.
Lee. Yeah, that's
Lee. Thank you. Yeah, since you guys have started this, you know, it's had a positive impact on a lot of people's lives, hasn't it?
I think so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I look at them, there's a number of what I consider to be wins from the things that I've done. I know there's another kind of win from the whole thing, the whole movement, if you like, is there's a walk up in Dundee shortly. It's not between the two clubs because they're about 20 yards apart, but it's all around Dundee as well, so that those guys are doing it up there. So it's broken out north of the border. There was the guys that walked from Fulham to Reading the other week. So it's sort of like, I don't know, it's building momentum, and it's just such a good thing. It's just such a simple idea as well. I mean, it costs nothing. The only thing it really costs is time. So it's just so positive, and it has made a difference. I can honestly say that.
Look, from the messages we've had, it's made a difference to people's lives. It's made a difference to individuals' lives, you know. Obviously, this year, you know, members of ABW, we've lost Steve, one of our own, unfortunately passing away. Ellis, his dad, has passed away a couple of weeks ago. He's, you know, that poor boy, he was so close to his father. And he's now doing Movember for men's health issues. And we'll be tweeting from the pod account. He's growing a bad moustache. He is the bastard child of Freddie Mercury and Sad and Insane, okay? That's a bad, bad, bad moustache. But, you know, my heart goes out to El, and the bravery and the honesty he shows in, you know, actually facing the fact that he's lost his dad.
Yeah.
And then the first thing he puts in the group the other day, oh, Jace, when you're doing the mental health special, could you please just give the Movember thing a mention, please?
No, that's awesome.
He puts other people before himself. He always has been the same. I got a lot of time for that boy. And I'm not just saying that because we're on a podcast, because he's done his father proud, he really has. And these things here, which I see as, you know, it's little steps to helping people get better. It's little steps to helping people face the issue, understand the issue, and get help. Jake, you want to come in on that? Can you? What do you like to say, sir?
Yes, because it's people. Walk and talk has been a huge factor. You had people on the day who's quite open about their mental health to other people who they never even met on the before the day. You had people just chatting about their mental health. It was just a real togetherness about. It was open. It was like people felt like it was open discussion because they felt like they had been accepted. The fear of not being able to speak about their mental health, but on the walk they could because they felt there were people that were in a similar position as them.
I think Jake's hit it on the head there. It's about like-minded people. I mean, you can talk about anything on it. We don't, you know, it's, you don't have to come and talk about that. It's just almost like a walk-in forum where you can say anything you like. Or talk about anything you like, but we've said this before, football itself is a massive icebreaker. You know, I can say hi Jake in the pub and who do you support straight away, you're talking to someone, so you've got that. But I think where the walk and talk thing is strong is to encourage people to talk and encourage people to seek help, but it's also demonstrating, it's a bunch of guys mainly. I mean, we do get some ladies as well that come on the walks because it is inclusive. But it's actually demonstrating that it's like, hey, hang on, look, we're guys, we've had these issues, or we still got these issues, or whatever the case is, and we're out there demonstrating it. So it's making people look at that and say, hang on, if he's doing it, I can do it. That's got to be the ultimate aim.
What I like about you guys as well, it's a very non-judgmental event. You know, it's a case of a lot of open-minded people, and you've seen that by some of the people, you know, that are doing things with you nowadays. You know, it's all sorts of people getting involved just to do the right thing by walk and talk, and that's really great to see. Paul, you're also supporting the Islington Food Bank again this year.
I believe so. Yeah, I've not heard loads on that, but we're happy to do that again. I don't know if there's any collection points up at Arsenal.
I've been treating the collection points on the treats that I put out for the walk. So,
okay.
So I'll send you the
picture. We'll do. I mean, we're going to be doing that again. So it's the same thing as last time, really. With people bring in different things. There's normally a list that goes out as well, which. It's not, you know, not too many tins if you're walking 12 miles, but
I carried a little bag last time.
Yeah, it's not just food. It's not just food as well. You know, it's things like toothbrushes, toothpaste, sanitary products for ladies, etc. They're all important things, and they're all quite light. So it doesn't cost anything to, you know, just take a few things along with you and help some others in some other way. And that's a really positive thing.
Massively, massively. Okay, so let's recap, guys. Sunday the 27th of October, starting at 9 a.m. So get there before 9 a.m, please, people. The walk is mapped out. We will be retweeting from the pod account and from our own personal account, you know, the route and the Samaritan's link for the day, etc. Anything you guys want to add? Jake, you first.
So you don't even have to have a ticket to do the walk, really. You don't, if you're on Arsenal or Palace fan, you're just willing to, it'll just be anyone can turn up and do it on the day. It's really open, friendly, meet loads of new people, like-minded people, and it's a great day out.
Yep. Fantastic, Jake, fantastic. Paul, anything you want to add to that, mate? Because
I'll just say, just come along and join us. You'll have a great day, as Jake just said. It's incredibly inclusive. We stop at pubs as well, so it's not like, you know, there's a few pub stops on the way up, so you can join, as I say, at those places. But we do that because, I don't know, in some ways it kind of mixes it up a little bit, so you could end up leaving there with somebody different to who you were talking to for the rest of the walk. The main thing is it's just doing this. You'll have a really great time. It's just sending out that message and encouraging people to talk. So that there's no more really to add to it. It's just such a good day.
I've got to be honest with you, the feedback we had from last year's shows and from people hearing about, you know, the people who were on the trip, the walk, and the people who just joined in, etc. It was magnificent, and hats off to you for getting it organized, Paul. Jake, hats off to you for being part of it, because that is absolutely fantastic, you know.
Jake really helped out last time, and he's helping out again this time, and it's, you know, it really makes a difference, because I don't know the ins and outs of how Arsenal works and what the setup is and best way to interact with fans, etc. So that's massive. It's just such a good event. It's such a good event. It's so positive. So, you know, and the fact we're doing it with Samaritans, Real People, Real Stories, is huge. So let's just keep doing this. Let's keep growing it. Let's do it in different places, different clubs, different destinations. And yeah, keep it rolling.
Keep walking and keep positive, guys. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's it for tonight, guys. My hat's off to the pair of you. Thank you ever so much. I know John really wanted to be here tonight. Unfortunately, work has gone in the way. And we'll probably do a follow-up pod, no doubt, if we can fit the time in and what have you.
Yep.
See how it went a couple of weeks after the event. But everyone's welcome. 9 a.m, 27th of October, starting at 9 a.m. at Sellers Park. Please join the guys. Jake Core, thank you ever so much for being part of tonight's show.
No worries, thank you. First time on here, so thank you very much.
It's our pleasure, mate. It's our pleasure. Thank you. Paul, you're like a bad smell around the place now, to be honest with you. You know, you're just part of the furniture. So
yeah.
It's good to have you back on, pal. It really is good to have you back on. Thank you so much.
It's awesome. Thank you for your time, and thanks for all your help and promotion, etc. It goes a long way.
Anytime, pal. You know, we've loved being part of it. We've loved, you know, giving you a little hand, because we admire what you guys have done an awful lot. So that's it, guys. That's it for tonight's show. One last shout out for Ellis Mel and his Movember page. We will be tweeting it from our personal accounts and from our pod accounts. He's going to rinse me for some money again, but the poor bugger deserves it. I go full of admiration for Ellen and the way he's faced the last couple of weeks in his life. You know, kudos to him. He's been superb, just as these boys are. It's these boys, you know, helping people out. And it's not for gain. It's not for notoriety. It's just for the sake of helping other people. So, listeners, if you can't help them, please do. Whether it be a retweet, whether it be a donation, whether it be joining the walk, get involved. A retweet will be much appreciated. It's the simplest of things. It's the click of a button. So if you can help it, help us all, please do. That's Walk and Talk, 29th of October, from Selhurst Park at 9 a.m. to the Emirates. And I think that's it for tonight, isn't it? Guys, say goodbye to the listener.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. Much appreciated. Take care.
People, keep it Arsenal. Take care. Take care of yourselves. Good night. Thank you ever so much.
As soon as I scored that goal, I was fucking livid. Splendid business.